This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. How do you feel about artificial intelligence? Wary, interested but watching, deeply concerned, or perhaps full speed ahead? Well, I'll tell you where AI enthusiasm remains real high. That'd be Wall Street. 2 years ago, NVIDIA, the AI semiconductor design and manufacture company, traded at about $160 a share. Then ChatGPT comes out. Investors learn NVIDIA is basically the only supplier of the chips that powered, and today NVIDIA trades just shy of $8.50 a share, which makes it a bit more than a $2 trillion company. This AI moment we're having right now is not infrequently compared to the birth of the internet, a transformational technology that could reshape just about every aspect of our lives. Thing is, back in the 1990s, Wall Street was real enthusiastic about the internet, too. And lost a ton of money because of it. Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
What was the most obvious sign that the 90s dot-com boom was maybe a little bit unsustainable? Well, you could have looked at the NASDAQ going up about 500% in just 5 years. Or if you were in New York City on Thanksgiving Day 1999, you could have also just looked up at the inflated four-story high sock puppet dog.
Sets.com's program to celebrate and support people helping animals and animals helping people.
Look, he's got a stuffed thing. I love stuffed things.
That's Katie Couric and Al Roker introducing the Pets.com Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloon. Former CEO Julie Wainwright says she doesn't know the balloon's current whereabouts.
No, I don't. But, you know, the puppet was pretty awesome. And you can still find the commercials on television.
Pets.com is what it sounded like, a website that sold pet supplies, which in 1998, when the startup launched, was a radical idea.
Every reporter was like, you can't ship dog food over the internet profitably. And it's like, of course you can.
Pets.com got loads of venture capital investment, spent way more on sock puppet ads than it ever made in revenue, and went public on the NASDAQ in February 2000. Just 9 months later, it collapsed when Wall Street got tired of waiting on the e-commerce revolution. The general idea was right. The timing, not so much.
What I think most tech investors get wrong over time is you always overestimate how fast the change will happen. And you underestimate the magnitude of the change.
Bank of America's Alkesh Shah has analyzed tech stocks since the 90s, back when he had to fax clients his reports. Today, Shah covers AI and sees similarities to the early days of the dot-com bubble, the extremely early days.
So, you know, when people keep waiting for that dot-com implosion today for AI, we don't even have the companies yet to implode.
Right now, it's big tech that dominates AI. Google, Meta, Microsoft. Shah is waiting for AI companies that were born after ChatGPT. And those companies won't come until there's enough specialized servers and data centers and computer chips to support them.
If you think about how much infrastructure will be necessary for AI, it will probably be even more than what the internet was.
That's part of the reason NVIDIA's stock has been soaring. It's the so-called pick-and-shovels investment strategy, betting on the infrastructure that underlies a new technology rather than, say, a shiny new app. Sounds logical, until you look at older tech bubbles, like back when they actually used picks and shovels. Brad DeLong is an economic historian at UC Berkeley.
There seemed to be a railroad bubble every decade or so, maybe one before the Civil War and then one a decade after the Civil War.
19th century investors rightly sensed that railroads were about to revolutionize the economy and still lost their shirts. But just like the telecom companies that laid internet cable in the 1990s, many of which also went bankrupt, the failed railroad companies gifted the economy some helpful plumbing.
In the aftermath of each railroad bubble, we were left with an awful lot of railroads that had been built by investors who had gone bankrupt.
For her part, former Pets.com CEO Julie Wainwright is experiencing some deja vu.
Are we in an AI bubble? Yes. Will there be a rush to move the technology forward and a company's funded that will fall by the wayside? Absolutely. But the technology's real.
After the internet grew up, Wainwright went on to lead a much more successful e-commerce company, The RealReal, and now she heads another startup.
I'm the current CEO and co-founder of Ahara, which is an AI nutrition company.
I'm betting you won't see an Ahara balloon this Thanksgiving. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.